A war within causes turmoil. A war within causes heartache. A war within causes you sometimes to lose friends, yeah. Lose family, to lose things that you don't want to lose. But one of the things I always ask people, what is it that God wants? Ooh. Because whatever God wants is what you should want. Because there ain't nobody gonna love you better than he loves you. Hey. And if you say that you ain't got a war within, then you're lying. You're lying to me, you're lying to God. But winning the war within is what God wants from each and every one of us. You know, I always start off one of these lessons about how people have insecurities in their heart about certain things and certain topics. And I remember talking to this middle school student that he just, you know, every time somebody would say something, call him out his name, or, you know, call him stupid, or say, he just reacts to everything. And I remember talking to him, it was many years ago in Coldwater Elementary, middle school. And I said, brother, why are you letting these kids get to you? And he's like, man, because they call me out my name. I said, no, you can't get away with, you know, talking to me like that. I said, why are you letting it get to you? Because it's not about them calling you out your name. It's about what you believe in your heart. You see, when people come to me and say, Wendell, it's their fault that I'm like this. I said, no, no, I'm a counselor, bro. I'm a counselor. You cannot fool me with that talk no more. No, why are you choosing to believe what they say? Why are you choosing to partake in whatever they said? Because God said that you're loved. God said that you're going to make it. God said that I'm going to restore you. God said, look to me, which come at your help. Your help coming from who?
The Lord.
Not the government. Not your best friend. When they going to call me? Nope. Your help coming from the Lord. The person who made heaven and earth. And I told this guy, I said, listen, you are blessed with heaven's best. And can't no person take what God has given to you. And I just start blessing that kid with his identity. And to the part where he was in tears. He said, you right, Mr. Thompson. You right. And I remember him going back out there. And they just kept on messing with him. And you know what? It didn't even faze him. He just kept working on his assignments. And you know what he said? I know who I am. And you know what? You have to know who you are. Right. It's not about being secure in the world. It's about being secure in yourself. Amen. That God loves you. Yeah. That God cares for you. If you are, or if you're living a life trying to prove someone something, you're living in torment right now.
Right.
If you're living your life saying, I can't wait till this person get this point, then guess what? You're not reading God's mail to you.
Yeah.
It's not about flesh and blood. Who's wrong? Who's right? It's about this. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. See, if you don't understand that the first murder in the Bible was not about two organisms battling one another, it's a spirit that motivated Cain to kill Abel. It's a spirit that motivated someone to kill Jesus.
Uh-huh.
It's a spirit of why Jesus came to die for us.
That's right.
If you are thinking that this is a flesh war, you are always going to be behind in the game. It's a spiritual war. It's a spiritual war that you yield to, that you give the power to, that's going to allow you to dominate your life. If you come in here and you yield to love and say, God, you love me so much, you bless my socks up so much because you allowed me to wake up this morning, you're going to walk in here with a fulfilled heart. If you come into this church, you say, look, I ain't got this yet. That spirit will motivate you to do something that's hurtful. It's the spirit that you cling to. This is not about willpower, man. Your willpower can't stop you from being jealous. Your willpower cannot stop an empty heart. But when you yield to God, say, God, you will never hold nothing back from me. When you say, God, you are my Father, and you love me so much that I ain't got to think about what somebody else got. I ain't got to compare. Comparing yourself is spiritual suicide. You just said that you're not unique. You just cast a curse on your own mind when you try to say, I wonder who I'm better than. That's what you do. I'm better than this person, so I feel good about myself. Ooh. Oh, I'm not better than this person. Now I feel bad today. Oh, I feel good now. I passed you up. Oh, I feel bad today. Get off the roller coaster ride and see how God feels about you. Stop comparing yourself to people. You're on a different platform from anybody else. You're unique. You're cut differently. Paul preached about marriage and he ain't never been married a day in his life. How can you tell me about marriage and you ain't married? Why? Because it's a spirit thing.
Yes. Right.
You're still looking at a natural thing. And if you keep looking at a natural thing, you'll get left behind. Uh-huh. God can't use me. Look at all the mistakes. It's a spirit thing. Right. You're looking at natural. It's a spirit thing. Not a natural thing. Mm-hmm. And if you cling to the spirit, then you will not yield to the flesh. Amen. Amen. You know, I've prayed with people that wanted to go into an office and shoot up an office. I've prayed with people that wanted to leave their family. I've prayed with people. And I've seen the spirit change the heart of someone who wanted to murder somebody. And I said, let's pray before you do this. I didn't even say, no, you're wrong. Don't do this. That's what us good Christians do. We beat them up bad, don't we? Who knows? Anthony, you know, we beat them up bad, don't we? You better not do that. No, listen. Hey, before you spray this place up, brother, I remember praying with somebody over a decade. I said, before you spray this place, let's pray. I know they did you wrong. I know they hurt. I know they wrongfully fired you. Let's just pray. And we'll pray. And then next thing you know, the Spirit takes hold.
Thank you.
And he said, you know what, Wendy? I'm so glad I called you. I'm so glad I prayed with you. Because I was about to ruin the lives of many. And myself. I've talked to people outside of this church that was going to leave their family and just going to leave. I said, let's just pray, brother. And they prayed with me. And they tears came down their eyes as I met with them. And they said, I'm so sorry. You know what? I wasn't in my right mind. I'm going back to my family. And one of the things I've learned is this is not by power. Nor by might, but this is by his spirit that people change. Stop trying to change them by grabbing people by the throat and say, come here, come to church. No, you show them Jesus. You show them his love. You sacrifice for people. You love them when they are the unlovable. You love yourself when you're the unlovable.
Come on.
And then change happens. You don't see a tree saying, I'm gonna be a tree today. No. I just need patience, God. No. You need to stop counting. And just, this is not a fight game, this is a yield game. This is what you're yielding to. The Bible says in James 4:7, submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil and he will what? Flee from you. Oh yeah, God gonna flee. He ain't gonna let, but guess what? He ain't fleeing if you don't submit. You gotta read this in sections. Submit yourself then to God. Let's just start that way. Because John 1:4-7 says, beloved, let us love one another for what? Love is of God. Is means equal. If love is God, then first I have to say, God, I submit for you wiping away my sins.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank you that you don't look at me as something that's condemned.
Yeah.
I thank you, Lord, that you love me in spite of my mistakes, in spite of the things I've done wrong. I have to allow you to wash my heart today.
Yeah.
Now wash me, Jesus.
Yeah.
Wash me clean. Love me. Love you, Jesus. And then I say this, thank you for loving me. I receive your forgiveness. See, you can cry and beg and moan, but until you say thank you, you haven't received it. I love the love. Oh, you're beautiful. You this, you that. But the magazine said like that, and I ain't going to say thank you because I don't receive it. You're going to be the most blessed person on your journey. Well, I don't see it, so I can't receive it.
Come on now.
No. In the spirit, you say yes. I am beautiful.
Yes.
Yes, I am financially
yes.
free.
Woo!
Yes, I am free from bondage or bad relationship. Yes, I am free from this. Why? Because he said you're free. He's, when he said it in his word, then that's when it was done. When he condemned the fig tree was condemned because of what the word said. And if you condemn the mess that you in and say, devil, you can't take my mess because God's giving me his best and I'm not going to receive anything less, then what happens is you stand up for your rights. The right to be loved.
Yeah.
The right to be honored. Do you know that God looks at you like you have never sinned before a day in your life?
Oh.
When you walk righteous like that, then you got a different swag, don't you, Trisha? You got a different swag to yourself. It's not an arrogant swag. It's a swag of a child of God. It's a swag of knowing I'm loved. What's wrong with knowing that you love?
Ooh.
Ain't nobody mad but the devil. You got to earn love. Then it ain't love.
Man, oh my goodness.
You may have to earn man's love. But God loves you before you were even born.
Yeah.
Oh, I want God to love me because I'm a pastor. No, he don't love me because I'm a pastor. He don't love me because I'm a counselor. He don't love me because I'm a teacher. Let me tell you, anytime you think you love because of your title, you will use your title to bash other people in the head for your love. You love because you're a child of God. If you was the last person on this earth, you was worth dying.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
If you're not feeling that every day, then you guess what? You can't resist the devil. If you're not submitting to this love, I don't care how many hypotheticals, I don't care how many degrees you got. You can have 32 degrees and still be froze.
Cool.
Listen, you won't. It's almost like holding a water pistol to the devil. He ain't leaving. Until you know that you love by God. Because love is what conquers all fear.
That's right.
Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Those people that flee, that didn't want to spray up a department, that didn't want to commit suicide. I've talked to people that was going to commit suicide and they changed their mind. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord came upon his heart.
Yeah.
Because it came upon their heart. And why? The Spirit of God was already there. But you have to receive it. It's a domino effect. I remember also being in the class, going back to my classroom days when I used to teach. And I was in the class one time. I ain't gonna lie. You know some kids used to be rude. But I'm looking at this teacher. This is a substitute teacher. They reading the paper like, I don't care. And I remember one kid threw a race in my head. one of them fat races. I'm looking at this kid like, you about to do something about this? Because I'm about to leave the classroom. And I remember it was acting stanky towards me. You know how substitutes are in there. They don't care how they act. Mm-hmm. I remember it got on my nerves a little bit. Now, be in mind, I've been at this school for 2 years. And I went to the next classroom, and they know my nature. They know the love that comes out of me. I was teaching this class. I was going through the routine. And they were like, Mrs. Thompson, what's wrong with you? I said, what are you talking about? They said, something different about you. You look weird. And you know what? That's the thing about it, you know, us macho men. Ain't no wrong with me. What you talking about? I'm the same. But guess what? I was bothered. Because I didn't wash my heart with love. This is the thing we do. We act like, well, somebody violated me. Somebody did something wrong to me. I don't even care. No, you care. You still care.
Yeah.
I don't even care what they did. I'm a counselor. You can't get over on me. Actually, when you tell me you don't care 100 times, to me, that's a cry for help. If you're putting that on social media like you don't care, you really care a lot. Sorry to expose. But when you say that you don't care, the cares are heavy.
Man, yes.
And I used to do this like, I'm a man, I don't care less, as long as I'm getting my money. No, I cared. Mm-hmm. It hurt me that I was giving my all and they was giving me less.
Yeah.
It hurt me. And I remember God said, why did you walk into the next classroom? He says, no, when things hurt you, You have to allow me to heal you. You have to speak over yourself. When you come out of a battered world that does wrong to you, what's wrong? I give you this, you give me junk. I give you good emotions, you give me bad vibes. Because guess what? The good emotions come from God anyway. You're looking to get it back from them, and that's not where your exchange is. If I teach this financial peace plan and two people come, I'm going to be happy with joy. Why? Because I did what God told me to do. You're looking to see, are they going to clap hard for me? You're looking to see, am I going to get pat on the back? No, you should be looking, God, did I do exactly what you told me to do?
Come on.
That should be your applause.
Yes.
But because I didn't, you know what, I took care of it on the third class. You know how I took care of this problem that was weighing on my heart? I said, God, you love me. And no matter how many teachers try to act like I wasn't in the class, no matter how many things, you know, them kids, when they shouldn't get on your nerves, no matter how many things got on my nerves, Lord, you treat me right.
Yes.
You treat me with respect. You give me a hug every morning. I just start speaking sweet lullabies to my heart.
Right.
Oh, I fell in love right in the hall room. People probably looked at me, but I won't put this boy in a straitjacket, but that don't matter. Because when I got in, oh man, when I got in with God. Y'all heard Kendrick get in this morning, didn't you? It's a song to say, excuse me, my friend. I don't mean to offend. But when it comes to praise God, I get excited.
Yeah.
Why? Because I made contact.
Yeah.
I made contact with the real lover.
Yeah.
I made contact with somebody right now that's washing my heart of this pain. Whoa. Somebody did something to you early in your childhood. He said, I want to wash your heart. Whoa. See, you've been washed by the blood. Jesus will wash you in his blood. But every day you need to be washed by the water of the Holy Spirit.
Whoa.
Don't come in this church. You ain't taking no bath or shower here. In your heart.
Yeah.
You need to wash yourself.
Yeah.
Cleanse yourself. Why? Because when you're not clean in your heart, man, you can't even worship.
Whoa,
even, there is no. Man, don't fake the funk, man. Allow him to hold you in his arms and say, Lord, you love me. You care for me. The mistake that happened to me as a kid, that was not you. The things that that person did, that was not you. You are love.
Yeah.
And you love me more than I can love myself. Thank you, Jesus, for your warm embrace.
Yeah.
And then guess what? See, because this is the thing that happens with the domino effect. What they did affects you, and it's affecting your sowing and reaping.
Yeah.
Because now you got the stain of what somebody else did.
Yeah.
Now you're sowing out that stain.
Wow.
But you can sow out of love.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
You can sow what God tells you to sow. And when he tells you to sow, it always comes back. You know, we always talk about, yeah, it comes back double and all this stuff. It's not just about the double in the Hebrew language. It's a new double. It's not going to be the old mess. It's going to be the new bless. When you break a bone, the bone becomes four times stronger than when you broke it. Why? Because that's how God created you. So break on. Because wherever the broken parts are, God's going to restore that with a dunamis power that you can never do. That's why he says, I'm here to heal the broken heart. By his what? Proverbs 16:6. By mercy and loving kindness and truth. Not superficial rituals. Wickedness is cleansed from the heart. You ain't gonna clean nothing without these two. Mercy and loving kindness. Mercy.
Mercy.
It was that song, Mercy said, no, I'm not gonna. See, it's things that I should have been in with, but guess what? Because of his mercy and his grace, don't act like you deserve this. By his mercy, you at church this morning. By his mercy, you didn't die.
Amen.
By his mercy, you are alive. By his mercy, you are here. See, that's the truth. The truth will set you free. We deserve hell. Yeah. But he gave us life. And you get to pull from that life every single day of your life. But let me tell you something, my friend. If you try to pull from the world to get your mercy, you're going to stick your hand in a porcupine, and it's going to hurt. It's going to leave you bleeding. That's what Jesus took on his head. The thorns. The crown. And what does the Bible say is our crown is? The crown of life. The crown of righteousness. That's our crown. So when you see a person walking in righteousness, don't beat them up. Yeah. They're walking in their right standing. Yeah. That's where they're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I remember it was about 4 weeks ago. Remember we had that cold winter? It was like the coldest winter in 10 years or something. It was like minus six or something, and all the schools were out. I went to go work out with my friend. I put my coat up. I don't know why I didn't put the lock on it for some reason. Went back to get my coat. My coat, I didn't know my stuff. My coat was gone. I said, hold on. I know somebody, you know, that flesh getting into you. I'm just looking at people at the door waiting to see who's going to come out with my coat. I said, Lord, say stop. You know, Darren said, man, just check out the lockers. Me and Darren checking the lockers. I said, Darren, somebody got me, man. And he said, man, you good? I said, I'm good, man. Just, I'm going to let it go. And I remember just going out in the cold. I'm like, Lord, my heart is agitated. I can't believe somebody took my coat. You know how you feel violated, how somebody takes something of yours? Like the audacity of you?
Yeah.
And it bothers me to the core that somebody had the audacity to take my coat. And it had my wallet in it. With my debit card, with my license, and you know all that stuff. And the Holy Spirit says, you know what? You got a choice right now. Either you can worship worry, or you can worship me. Mm. I said, what? He said, you're making a choice. Mm. See, you know, I've learned something. That's why people can't fool me anymore. You have a choice all the time. You have a choice to worship.
Amen.
It's always going to be an opportunity to worship or get in the flesh. Because the almond song, sometimes I feel like nuts, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I do. I told you a story where I have entered the flesh and somebody stole something from me in college and it didn't go up too well. But this one, I said, you know what, man? I'm yielding to the Spirit. And I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I was just thanking Jesus for my life. Mm-hmm. As I was driving to my bank to cancel all my cards, and I didn't want nobody to wipe me out. And you know what? I sung this song, "It Is Well With My Soul." Oh, God. Man, I'll tell you, it has filled my heart. I walked into that bank. I said, yeah, man, I'm just here to cancel this stuff. My bank gave me this promotion. This is said, when I finished with the bank, I came up with more money than I came back. And I was like, oh, God. And then I called Keisha. I said, yeah, Keisha, I ain't got no jacket today. I'm just going to tough it out because, you know, I forgot to get money from the bank. I was so happy for the good news I got from the bank. I'm headed back to my job. I said, I canceled my stuff, but I didn't even get, you know, any money out. And I said, I ain't got time. I got to go back to... And Keisha said, you know what? I ordered a coat for you 2 weeks ago, and I got it in my back trunk.
Oh.
Now, let me tell you how good God is.
Yay.
Thank you, babe.
It's the same exact
coat.
It's the same exact coat that got stolen from me. The same exact coat. I said, you got the same coat. She said, yeah, I just put it in my back trunk. I said, I didn't even know you had it. I said, it is well.
First
lady.
Yeah.
My soul. let me tell you something, man.
Yeah.
There is the enemy always presents you with worry.
Yeah.
In the midst of peace.
Yeah.
It's peace there. You just have to willingly step into it and say, no, I choose to praise you.
Come on.
Oh yeah, you ain't got this yet in your life, but I choose to honor you.
Yeah.
I choose to give you all of me.
Yeah.
Because you know what I've learned? When I give all of Jesus, he gives me his best.
Yeah.
And you know what? That coat was getting old with holes in it anyway. I needed a new coat. I needed something, that new coat. You know, my bank increased my funds that day. Everything was better. But you choose spirit better. Then you see natural get better. I didn't get wiped out. But even if I did get wiped out, I would still be singing, it is well with my soul. Jesus, man. I'm letting you know as a people today that you always have a choice to love God. But you know what? This is the beautiful thing. She ordered a coat 2 to 3 weeks ago.
Wow. Amen.
Even though bad things are going to happen to you, God already made preparations for you. God already made preparations. Well, did you lose that coat window or did somebody steal it from you? It really didn't happen. It's gone. Fine. And I think it did get stolen. But the whole bottom line is this. God has already prepared for the worst thing. For the worst day of your life. God has already moved ahead of time for the encouragement, for the love, and for the restoration. There is no day that you will have with God. Oh, my God, when did that call me up for? I didn't know. He knows everything. Before you, listen, who you think we worshiping? You think you worshiping your best friend? You think you worshiping your mama? You are worshiping a God that moves ahead of time, that is eternal, that sees your beginning and your end. You ain't worshiping no Mickey Mouse, you worshiping the Alpha and the Omega. You worshiping the one that said, oh, I'm moving away from the truck. You're worshiping the one that got angels kept around you. You're worshiping the one that's loving you to sleep, and you don't know what peace came upon your heart that was tormenting you. And next thing you know, oh my God, I feel so much peace. Oh, I guess that came out of nowhere. No, that's a loving God moving you, saying that I ain't left you.
My God.
You thought I left you, I ain't going nowhere. Nowhere. The war within gets quenched once you have an understanding that I have no lack. Lack brings insecurities. You ain't gonna see Jesus fighting with nobody about who's in office. They try to get him with that. Who should we give? How many of y'all know Caesar back then made our office look like Mickey Mouse? Caesar was bad. It's a reason why they stabbed that president. Like, and I don't know if it was that exact Caesar, but it was many Caesars. Like we have presidents today, but he was an evil dictator. And you did not see Jesus get into people about Caesar. They tried to get him into a trap, but Jesus, no, listen, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Stop looking at Caesar and look at me, Jesus said. Who should you get it? Give Caesar what Caesar, give God what's God. What does God deserve? Your heart, your love, your emotions. Speak life even when it doesn't. You think it's not doing anything. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he what? Cares for you. For me to say, somebody stole my watch, somebody stole my jacket, and enter into worry, I will be just like the pagan. The Bible says, the Christians are the only people that can be like the world and Christ.
Come on.
He said, don't be like the pagans. They worry because they think they don't have a father. They think they don't have, you know you have a father. You don't have the permission to worry because you're living in righteousness. You don't have the permission to worry because all things work together for the good. So even if something bad happens, it's not coming from God, but God will eradicate it because he already stepped. God has said, I'm taking you home.
Amen. Come on.
And this is about your willpower, man. You worshiping a fake religion, just like all the other religiosity. It's about you. But God says, no, this is about me loving you in the midst of your hurt, in the midst of the storm. He says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a what? Roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Let's go back to 7. Who was he looking for? The person that got the worries and the cares. I don't care. No, we do care. But guess what? God, heal my heart right now. That person is talking to me out of a rude way. And I ain't going to keep on walking this day acting like it affected me. It affected me. But God, you love me. You care for me. This person just beat me out this money. Oh, that God. But God, you love me. You will restore me.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Speak life. You can look this up on the internet. And people have done this research all the time. You probably heard of it. Of a plant that was speaking negative to, and a plant that was this speaking life, this speaking of, I love you, how great you are. This is what happens. This is a natural experiment.
Wow.
Where two people were speaking negatively and for 6 weeks speaking positive. Look at that. A plant knows the chemicals that you're releasing out.
Uh-huh.
We believe in radio waves. We believe in TV waves. But do you believe in spiritual waves? That's the reason why you speak to that baby in the womb. That's the reason why you speak to your marriage, even when that marriage is not there. That's the reason why you speak to your brother and you encourage them daily. They have another experiment of things that just don't even get spoken of at all. That drives up too. Well, I ain't say nothing to that person, so guess what? Emptiness is the devil's playground. Now speak life. Speak of life, even when somebody stole my jacket. This is the day. This is the day. I ain't gonna let the devil come into my atmosphere and speak darkness, even when dark times happen.
Come on. That's good.
That's another sermon. If you live the righteous of God, no dark day ever happen. Nah, I'm sorry. It sounds good though. Now dark days will happen. But guess what? There's a light in the midst of darkness that shines brighter than any light that restores my soul, that makes me whole again.
Amen.
And when I see that light, oh my God, it lets me know that, guess what? When you thought you lost something, I'm going to make you gain something.
Come on.
Can't nobody steal nothing from you. You my son.
Come on.
I love you. Don't you know the earth is the Lord's and you my son and this your playground? It's, can't nobody take nothing from you. Are you blessed with heaven's best?
Come on.
As I'm speaking that, the devil gets mad.
Yeah.
Ooh. I can't believe you think that you're right with God. Ooh. But you know what? You just keep receiving. You keep receiving. You keep receiving what's yours. And you know what? You'll be just like this plant over here. Thank you, Jesus. You know, God placed this song on my heart from BB. My man BB Wine got this song. And it really blessed my heart.
Your arms.
Sometimes you gotta encourage yourself when nobody else is encouraging you, amen? If we can all stand, I just want you to hold yourself right now in this
you, you know the truth.
Whatever you're going through,
and I've been taught the way.
I want you to know God will restore.
I don't have one right.
We ain't got no right, but guess what? Right. He still loves you.
Come and say.
He still cares for you. But you gotta let him know him this morning.
Hold me in.
Even when you did wrong, just let him hold
of love. I need church and he just killed us. We come to church to be uplifted. We come to church to get everything we need. After being battered in the world, we can come here and he'll hold you.
It is well with my soul. That whatever I'm going through, it's a season. And it's not who Jesus is. And I'm going to have the best life that God has ever created for Wendell Thompson. Because I am free. You are free. And who the Son set free is what?
Free indeed.
Drop the mic.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.